Edge Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi. The audio of this program is broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded show for you. It's one of our local favorites, Dina Colo. We just visited him at Vivace on Commercial Drive in East Vancouver, and that's where we did our interview. So I hope you enjoy. He currently has 5 albums out, and we're going to play songs from each of them, starting with this one right here, Souls of the Wonderful on CJSF.
To me, would they hold my eyes and make me to see? Would they pass me by the wayside? Dive into me, no need to thaw me right. I've got souls of the wonderful. I've got souls of the wonderful. I've got souls of the wonderful to show me around. Alright, me, I'm doing fine. I'm gonna make it through another night. I believe the things they showed. Look into their eyes, and I think I know that I've got souls of the wonderful. I've got souls of the wonderful. I've got souls of the wonderful to show me around.
To the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you for having me. I'm Dino DiNicolo.
How did you get started with music?
When I was born, when I was a kid, my parents, in a sense, forced me to play the organ because my sister was taking lessons. So, therefore, Dino, you're going to take lessons as well. And so that's how it started. I ended up starting playing the organ, and I wasn't necessarily wanting to do that. I was 6 years old. Who wants to play the organ at six? Maybe somebody, but not me. Anyways, time went on, and eventually the organ lessons stopped. And what I didn't know, that during the organ lessons, what I was doing was inadvertently teaching myself how to hear the music without reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a sense, I was cheating. I wasn't reading the charts. I would memorize the melody,
mm-hmm.
and the teacher's hands positioning and what she did, and get about 80 to 85% of the song. By the time she came back, I'd have the whole song, and I'd pretend I'm looking at looking at the page going, I'm reading the page. Yeah. So I was inadvertently teaching myself how to hear
right.
and play by ear. And then later, much later in life, when I was in college, I realized if I didn't know how to read music, I couldn't continue at that level.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to buck up and learn
right.
properly.
So college, you started singing then?
I was singing for fun in high school, and we had a high school band, and I sang in the high school band. And but when I hit, the high school was over, and I decided I was going to go to music college, and I made the decision. I went for opera.
Opera, wow.
Yeah, I went for opera, and it was two worlds. They say you can't serve two masters, and that's what I was trying to do. I was doing opera and vocal jazz, which was, at that time, it was a seven, sometimes eight-piece vocal jazz group. So it was like crunch chords, like really difficult to sing in a group. Things where you'd have to nail these notes that were in weird places. So it was really good training, both for the voice and for the ear, to control yourself.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play some music, then we're going to continue on with your story.
Oh, oh yeah, okay.
But let's go with your very first album, Beautiful.
It's Beautiful, the song itself, is about my mom and dad.
Mm.
And sometime after this recording, it was being played somewhere. I don't remember where. It was a radio station, if it was... I can't remember why, but my dad heard it on a sound system. And I love my dad, God rest his soul. He didn't know the song was about him. So, and the song was finished, and he looks at me and he goes, "You know, Dad, that's the nicest song. That's a song that should be on the radio." But he didn't actually, because, like, you know, he spoke Italian. He spoke English as well, but his comprehension of English is any, you know, second language English from the, you know, 60s.
Mm-hmm.
As best as he could, he'd understand English. But if it was English that was sung to you, he's not going to grasp every word. So he didn't actually know the song was about him. But you know, dude, that's the nicest song if this should be on the radio.
I love the Italian accent. Yeah, so we're going to play It's Beautiful right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
My father said, not in your head. All you'll need, all is beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful. That's what you are. That's what you are. Father's eyes, I'm seeing through my father's eyes. My mother said, all you see, all is beautiful. not in your head. All you'll be on is beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful. That's what you are. That's what you are.
CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
We're back with more Dino. Do you speak Italian fluently?
Let's say I understand Italian fluently and I speak Italian, but it's blended with Sicilian, which is Italian, but it's a dialect. So like if you've ever seen The Godfather 1 and 2, Godfather 3 has a bit of it, but Godfather 1 and 2 has a lot of Sicilian in it with subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not straight Italian. It's a slang.
Mm.
And to give you an example why it would be a slang, it's the difference of saying, hi, how are you doing? Which
right.
would be proper English, as opposed to saying, yo, what's up?
What's up?
You still understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
But that's a slang. Right?
Yes.
And Sicilian's full of that.
And we're here at Vivace on the drive. Yes, tell me what you like about this place.
Vivace?
Is that how you pronounce it? Vivace.
Yeah, live. They're doing something big here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish them to have all that they need to keep going. Because
yes.
We don't have many venues like this where you have like the ability to have live music and to have it late into the night.
Yes.
And to have a stage and to have a sound system and to have the great food and to have the great decor.
It's amazing.
I guess a lot of people don't know about this place yet because it's still fresh and new and crispy and
mm-hmm.
it's got that new car smell, so to speak, although I don't mean like actual smell, I'm just being metaphorical. I love the place, and the owners are sweethearts. Like,
yes.
It's ironic, the husband looks like Santa. He actually does Santa.
Yeah.
I don't think he's supposed to say that, but he does. If there's any kids watching, don't listen.
Awesome.
But they're sweethearts, and so it trickles down. Like, they want the place to be cool, and they're working it, and they're new at it. So they're like, you know, they're ironing out all the, well, this works, that doesn't, this works, that doesn't, and
right.
You know, for people who are just trying to make it fly and they're early in the game, they're doing great.
I know, this place looks amazing.
Yeah, and the food kicks.
Blind. I read the warning, but I don't mind. I had fallen from grace. Just to touch you, just to touch you. There's no more, one more time. Just to touch you, just to touch you. What did you want me to see? Was it love? Was it love? What did you want me to see? It's a new day, baby. Coming, and I'm looking at your face. I look for the future, and it's not this place. No sense waiting, there's no sense in time. Daylight coming, baby, and this day's mine. What did you want me to see? Was it love? Was it love?
So let's continue with your music. So your instrument. What are you currently playing?
Most often, number one go-to is my bass.
Your bass, yes.
I'd say specifically a Spector 5-string Euro LX. Euro 5LX. That's what it's called. It's Spector. That's the name brand.
Right. So how did you get into playing the bass?
I think, and this is a bit of an assumption, and I know that's always dangerous to make an assumption, but I think most bass players didn't plan to be bass players. A lot may have, but mm-hmm. most of us just started out as something else. And that's what it was. I was a guitar player. So, and I don't even know if I was a guitar player. I could just play guitar, because I could play organ and I could play guitar. Mm. And then one day in high school, the teacher for the band, the school band, said, "Dino, we need a bass player. I really think you should play bass for the band." And I said, "No, I really don't think so. I don't want to. I would play guitar, but you already have somebody, so I'm not. It's not going to happen." He goes, "But Dino, you know, you're good at what you do, and it's easy. It should be pretty easy for you, right?" I hummed and hawed. And then he said, "Well, can you come and just do this one performance? We're doing a couple of tunes." One of the tunes they're doing, and this is from an old TV show. It was a theme song from an old TV show called Night Court.
Night Court, yeah.
Night Court. So if there's anybody out there you want to Google, just Google theme song from Night Court, and the first thing you're going to hear is a bass go...
Right.
It's this cool bass line. And as soon as he said, "We're doing Night Court," I went, okay, just for the one show, I'll learn those songs, because you're doing Night Court, you know.
Awesome. And you watched that show, right?
At the time, yeah. At the time, I was watching the show, and it was comedy.
It was hilarious.
It was a cool melody for a bass.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, man, I get to play that? You're on, man.
And you went to high school in North Bend, Carson Bend?
Yeah, to Balmoral and Carson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I grew up going to school in North Bend. I've been all over the planet, and now I'm back, keeping North Bend as a tether. That's my home base now.
Awesome. Okay, let's talk about your second album here, New Day Baby. Yes. Now pick a song from that one.
Oh, now I got to pick another song.
That's right. You got to pick a song from each one.
I got to pick one that has... Oh, I guess I should pick that one. So the song is Boogeyman.
Yes.
And for some unknown reason to me, this is one of the more requested songs. There's a lot of good songs on this album, but I don't know... There's something about Boogeyman that grabs, and I'll just, rather than make sense of it or try and work out the math or why people tend to choose Boogeyman.
All right, we're going to hear Boogeyman, and after that, we're going to talk about Halloween.
Cool. There ain't no boogeyman.
begin, I watch you start to shiver. Check yourself, you're fine, I'm not the cold. Why can't you even deliver? Yeah, there ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down. There ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down. Call your God today, gonna get you back on the ground. Get you back, get you back. You from saying there ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down. There ain't no boogeyman gonna shake you down. Call your God today, he'll get you back on the ground. Get you back.
Boogeyman. All right, so let's talk about Halloween. It is October.
Yeah.
Are you going to be dressing up for Halloween?
I never know until it comes closer. Being a musician, I may be playing a gig. I may not be playing a gig. I may be just going to hang out with my friends. Because Halloween doesn't land on a weekend. I think I'm playing a couple of days before it.
Okay.
But it may be too early to dress up because it's a couple of days. I think I play the 29th.
What about past costumes?
Okay, so now you're going to hear me speak as if I'm like, was it Einstein who wore the same jacket every day?
Okay.
And his concept was so he didn't have to think about what to wear. I think it was Einstein. He had like a series of jackets and they were all exactly the same. Well, a long time ago, I clued in that Halloween forming, as macabre as it sounds, is a celebration of those who have passed and or the spirits that may still be with us. I don't necessarily want to impart my beliefs, but I'll just say that my choice of costume was The Walking Dead.
And
I don't mean The Walking Dead like
zombies?
Covered in zombie scars and that kind of Walking Dead. No, just the representation of a dead human. With the white skin and the dark face, perhaps most often a skull. Something you might find in New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Or during the Mexican version of the celebration of the dead.
Yes, okay, so that's what you wear every Halloween.
I've done a version of that. And I've even played a gig like that and people didn't know who I was.
All right. And we're going to talk about your third album called I've Seen the Devil.
Yeah, might as well go with the title track.
Sure. Okay, so tell me about the title track.
The actual track's called Form of a Woman, even though the album's called I've Seen the Devil.
Oh, okay.
The words I've Seen the Devil show up
in the song.
In the song, yeah.
I see.
So the song track is called Form of a Woman. You want to know about it?
Yes.
There was a time in my life when I was, it was brought to my attention that I was weak in regards to women in general. It was my age. It was that time in my life where I was dominated by my desire.